This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark. Radio campfire. It's like going to the movies for your ears. That's the motto of the Detroit-based podcast festival happening tomorrow at Musictown in Detroit. Juliet Heinle and Brenna York are the co-hosts of Radio Campfire. They are here in the studio to fill us in on some of the best audio coming out of Detroit. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so first, I guess I just have to ask, when I think of listening to podcasts, you know, you see that image of like folks exercising or running with headphones in or being on, you know, a train with your earbuds. You are kind of like throwing that system overboard and going, let's listen to podcasts together. Why?
Yeah, exactly. You know, thinking about it, like filmmakers have screenings and authors have readings and bands play concerts. And like there's totally room for audio work to have that same kind of community atmosphere of enjoying this work.
Definitely. And so essentially, we get the chance to also put in a bunch of pieces that we're excited about, come up with a theme first, and then build out with pieces that we're excited about.
Right. It's this sort of curated podcast. Totally. So let's talk a little bit about some of those pieces that you've chosen. Let's take a listen first to a clip from Detroit History Podcast.
The exact number of Detroiters who jammed the East Side Riverfront to witness the life and death spectacle is lost to history. But the throng blanketed every available space and throbbed with anticipation. Houdini calmly looked up at the noontime sky, then just as coolly jumped off the Belle Isle Bridge into the frigid, turbulent Detroit River below.
So what's going on here?
Yeah, so what's going on here is what Detroit History Podcast does a lot of, which is like using archival audio and kind of reimagining historical occurrences in and around Detroit to kind of do these time travel stories about specific events in Detroit history. And the one we just heard was about Harry Houdini. So,
which a lot of people don't know his ties to Detroit. The fact that he jumped off the Belle Isle Bridge, but also ended up dying in Detroit a few years later on Halloween.
Right. Indeed, it's a really interesting story about Harry Houdini and Detroit. And who is making that podcast?
Tim Kiska is the host and producer of that show. And he actually makes it with his son, Eric Kiska. So it's a family produced show. And yeah, Tim Kiska is like a longtime Detroit Free Press journalist. And also he's a history professor at University of Michigan Dearborn. And you can just tell that he loves what he's talking about.
Love it. Okay, next, let's close our eyes and listen. I guess, unless, of course, you're driving or something like that. Let's listen to this clip from Homemade Stories.
I'm headed into Little Willie's hair salon on Grand River, and I'm feeling like a kid again. Some kids would go to the hair salon with their mom. However, I used to go to the hair salon with my dad. His name is Billy Badass Kaysen. He's bald like me, so he wasn't getting his hair did. We would drive around the city selling ads for his Hair Designer magazine. In fact, he was the first person who started calling people who did hair designers.
It was called beauticians or coiffures. So I came up with the word. First, it was Detroit black hair designers. Then I started cutting it down till I got to the point that it was hair designers. And it's been hair designers for the last 30 years.
Brenna, who's behind this podcast?
So this is Shannon Kaysen, and he is a storyteller from Detroit. And this podcast is his homespun stories. He talks about things in his life, but it also is really centered in Detroit. And he talks about growing up there, his life there now. He was in Chicago for a little while, so a lot of it is about him coming back. And he's just a really compelling speaker. And he's actually having an event right after ours, a live taping of Homemade Stories right after our event on Friday.
Okay, let's jump into, finally, we've got Shattered from WDIV and Graham Media. This season focuses on who else? White boy Rick. And he was an informant, of course, turned into a cocaine dealer. Let's take a listen.
In 1987, when Wershey was arrested for allegedly possessing 8 kilos of cocaine.
If you ask people about Rick Wershey, they don't know Rick Wershey. But if you say white boy Rick, people act like they know who I am and they don't know me.
Juliet, why this podcast?
I think that White Boy Rick is an example of one of those podcasts that takes a story that you know the ending of from the beginning. You already know what happens. And it unravels all the layers but also continues to show you, like, through lots of different voices, how complex the story really is. And it just keeps turning and turning and turning, which I think is what podcasts are really good for, which is getting into a long story.
So you're having this event in Detroit tomorrow. Where is podcasting right now in Detroit? What does that look like? Because it feels like there's this really big push and a lot of activity around podcasting in the city.
Well, we're really taking this as an opportunity to get to know what's happening in Detroit beyond our circle. I mean, two of the clips we played for you today, Zach Rosen, who's a part of Radio Campfire, worked on White Boy Rick, Shannon Kaysen in Homemade Stories. So we have learned through them and through doing Radio Campfire a little bit of what's happening, but we're looking to get a lot of exposure this weekend of what else is happening in Detroit, because these are the ones that we know really well.
There are a lot of podcasting studios around Detroit, some that you can, you know, go in and rent and record your own work, or there are neighborhood studios that are popping up. There's one called Motor City Women, which is like a women's run podcasting studio. So there's a lot of stuff being made there, and I'm so excited for this festival where it's all going to be featured.
Well, the Radio Campfire Podcast Festival happens tomorrow night at Music Town in Detroit. Details are at radiocampfire.com. Brenna York and Juliet Heinle, who we should say worked on Michigan Radio's podcast Believed. It's been wonderful to have you both here as the co-hosts of Radio Campfire. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zoe. Thanks a lot.